Hi, my name is Jeff Pagano, and welcome to Harp and Boo, an audio boo recording to go with my rugby blog, which can be found at harpandonrugby.net. The views expressed are mine and mine alone. This is episode 24, which I've entitled, Doing It for the Kidney. No matches this weekend for Leinster Ireland, but check my blog for a list of senior club rugby fixtures and head along to one near you if you can. Well, like I say, there's nothing to watch this weekend. It's a shame. I know why they're doing it, of course, with the week off between the Heineken Cup and the Six Nations. But it doesn't mean that us rugby fans, you know, we have to go without, and don't see why that's a good thing. You would think at least that somebody would cover somewhere the A International, or Wolfhounds as they call them, International in Scotland tonight, because you just look at the lineup that's going into that, and there's so much you'd want to see, and it's so much bearings on the senior team. You've got Tomás O'Leary coming back, playing a game, trying to play his way back up to the senior squad. Owen O'Malley getting a start. It'd be great to see how he gets on. You got Mushy Prop trying to play his way back up. And then Ian Humphreys in a green jersey. We need a quality third number 10, and this is his chance to really shine. But most of all, the back three. You've got Gavin Duffy, Johnny Murphy, and Dennis Hurley. With so many injuries to the senior back three, that, you know, it's a chance for them to shine and push up. So, I mean, there's so much interest in that game, and yet we can't see it. Well, best wishes to the lads anyway, but it's a real pain that we're deprived of the top-level rugby. But anyway, that's beside the point. Now, the question we ask ourselves now, or that people keep asking me anyway, is can Ireland win the Six Nations? And the answer I give them is absolutely yes. And in fact, I'm going to predict that they will. I don't think it's a cast iron certainty. Of course, we've had injury problems, but so have the other nations. If you look at the betting, now I've just picked the Paddy Power website, not because they're paying me, I wish. I just had to pick one website, so I picked their betting. They've got England at 9-5 favorites, France at 9-4, Ireland 11-4, and then Wales 7-1, Scotland 14-1, and Italy 250-1. That's at the time I'm recording this, obviously. So I think that Ireland are on a building phase between, obviously, the beginning of the November internationals and the World Cup. And this is just a part of that process. Obviously, Six Nations stands out on its own as an important competition, but I still think that it's all part of a process, and I think it's all leading down to that date on September the 17th, 2011, in Eden Park when we play Australia. And we've got our five matches in the Six Nations, we've got four warm-up games, and then we've got the USA game in the World Cup. That they're all leading up to that game in Australia, and I think that is the day. Never mind winning Grand Slams in 2009, I think that is the day, September 17th, when Declan Kidney's tenure as coach will be judged. And I think everything up to that is a build-up. Now, I think he admitted that he got things wrong against South Africa. So I think if you take that performance out of it, I think we have done well. We beat Samoa. It wasn't a great performance, but we still beat them. We beat Argentina convincingly, and we put in a great showing against New Zealand. I think we're on a steady upward curve. I'm not predicting we're going to win a Grand Slam, by the way. I don't think we will, but I think one stat that I missed that I recently put on Twitter, it turns out that Ireland scored more tries in 2010 than any other non-Southern Hemisphere country, if you know what I mean, non-tri-nation country. So I think our try score might be enough that if it comes down to points difference, which I think it might because we're so close between England, France, and Ireland, and we've got the two of them at home, I think that we'll do enough, at least in the points difference, to finish top of the table. That's my prediction. Another side prediction is that with all the injuries that Wales have had in key positions, I think Scotland will finish ahead of them. That's my prediction. That goes against the betting. So that's what I'm saying there. Either way, whatever happens, it's going to be a great tournament, as always. Always looking forward to it. I'll be doing a regular podcast here and writing up the games on the blog, as always, and on Facebook. If you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at Harpin on Rugby. If you want to subscribe, you can do so via iTunes on my Audioboo page. Obviously, there's a Facebook page as well. Please go over and like that. But apart from that, good luck the Wolfhounds tonight, and come on the Ireland.